B-Pod Studios.
From the Planet Fitness Judgment Free Zone Studios.
Are you ready?
This is WNKS. WNKS HD1 Charlotte.
There's no stopping us.
Rocky's Media Group Station. Home of the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Turn it up.
Kiss 95.1.
I just got back from overseas again, and I listened to you guys every day while I was out. So thank you guys for getting me through
Getting
me through America.
Thank you. Thank you, man.
Thanks for your service. Yeah. I just got the chills because that's incredible.
Do you know how I know I'm the big thing at my high school?
Is it in your Wikipedia page?
No, I don't think it's on my Wikipedia page.
What high school did you go to?
Salem High School.
They don't even have, like, you know how they tell you, like, famous people from your... They don't have
nothing.
That
section. Oh, my gosh, I'm on mine.
You added it.
I didn't add it.
You added that.
I didn't even know.
You can be my new thing.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Mani, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Good morning.
I have like a cough that won't go away.
He's making me want to cough.
Like, and it's like there's something stuck. And it's like what it feels like, and I'm trying to cough it out.
But did you get water?
I drank some this morning. I need to drink some more, I guess. But I've had this since yesterday.
I had a cough too. I thought it was allergies. Maybe some pollen.
It probably is. I have a big old tree right outside my apartment that tends to coat my balcony.
Do you keep your door open?
A window.
I slept with my window open last night. It was awesome.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I forgot it was open. Then I heard a car go whizzing by, and I was like, oh, yeah. That window's open. Good morning, and welcome to the MRL Show, episode 2500.
Oh, that'd be kind of cool. We used to keep track. Do we still keep track of episode counts? We do. Good.
What episode number is this?
Oh, yeah. What episode are we on?
If we're guesstimating, we're in the 920s.
Okay. Are you going to do something for our big 1,000th show?
Yeah, I've got everything planned already.
That's good. You know, like Ellen does cool stuff.
Yeah.
All the big shows do cool stuff when they hit milestones.
You know, the one thing that we are working on, which is, would, I guess, go with the 1,000th show, I had no idea. I've been working on it on the side, is a Whatever Happened to Week about a lot of story things that happened on the show, not just with us, but with other people who've called in. Like, for instance, the couple who met on a street here in Charlotte. Remember? She called in. She goes, hey, there was a guy in a Jeep. I was in a Jeep.
Yeah.
We waved to each other and he was really cute. And the guy ended up listening. They called in. I don't know if they went out on a date.
Yeah, we need to follow up with people. We're really bad at the follow up part.
Somebody, right. Well, we kind of, I don't know. We're just stop being invasive. We're like, okay.
Call us if you need us.
Go live your life. Also, the couple that met at the CVS.
Yeah.
I thought they moved somewhere.
He moved to Seattle. I listened to that back because I forgot how it played out.
Uh-huh.
He moved to Seattle. She's a nurse here. She was crying on the radio because he was leaving her.
I thought he asked her to go or something.
She couldn't.
Oh.
But times are different now. It's been over a year.
So maybe she went to Seattle.
Yes. Maybe she did.
Right.
And if she did, how did she get there? Train?
Horseback.
We have questions. Anyway, how was everybody's day yesterday? Give us your day in 30 seconds, Roy. What'd you do?
I went to the Manchester.
Hey, nice.
Yeah, had a great time with Manchester. We were hanging out with Nina and Stephanie. Who was the other person?
The Nina, the Pinta, the Santa Maria. They were all there.
We're hanging out with a bunch of our friends and having some drinks for Wine Up Wednesdays. And
nice.
Yeah, we had a good old time. We had a little girl who came over, a listener, and the mom and the little girl wanted to do a photo, and they left, and the little girl left her favorite tiger stuffed animal, right? And so I was like, all right, well, I'll take it to the radio station.
That's devastating.
We'll try to figure out who it is. I'll ship it to them. It's no big deal. They ended up coming back.
Oh, good.
To get the stuffed animal.
But then you had it?
No, I had it. Yeah, I kept it safe.
You were still there. Okay, yeah, I thought you left and took the dang tiger.
I thought you meant like they blamed him. Why'd you steal my daughter's tiger?
Yeah, they now listen to Ace and TJ. So
there's that.
What's going on in your world, Loren?
I think I can sum my whole day up in one word, and it was relaxing.
Well, good for you.
Oh, my gosh.
Really?
It was like the first day in over a month I got to spend a good amount of time, like, at home, just relaxing with baby Cash.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Nice. Didn't go to the new house?
When I left here, I had to go pick something up, but that was it. Like, nothing was going on over there. I was like, thank you.
Yeah. I could tell you my day in 10 seconds. Zero Res carpet cleaning.
Yeah, I saw. Yeah. I'm jealous.
Man, your buddy Art came over.
I love Art.
Why is it a big deal?
Because it's just, I don't know, Roy. It's amazing. First of all, I love the guys. I love talking to the tech, so it gives me entertainment for 20 minutes. And, like, I left to go pick up Ruby. They were there. I came back. They were cleaning up. And, you know, it's just, I love that carpet company.
You know, I bet it's annoying when, like, the people stick around and talk to you.
I'm sure it is.
For them.
I was their last house, though.
Yeah. I remember I was an electrician's assistant, and we hated it whenever the homeowner was, like, hovering and talking.
Chatty Cathy.
And it almost felt like they were kind of monitoring your work, which is weird.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, because they don't know what you're...
My dad does that. Like, my dad, because he's so bored, if anybody comes to the house, he's got him.
Yeah.
I gotcha. And, like, because my dad has nothing to do for the rest of the day, but he has no idea that the Spectrum cable guy has got to go to 10 more houses.
Yeah.
And he's got to go home.
Yeah.
So
I don't blame you, though. There's something about a clean carpet in a clean house that makes you feel accomplished.
Yeah, it was nice. And so here's the other thing. I want to share it with you, but I'll need more time. I kind of have this weird controversy with compliments when someone compliments Ruby, because we went to the park yesterday and someone complimented Ruby and I didn't know how to handle it. And let me explain to you, Lauren, because you're a parent and Roy, you're an uncle.
Yep.
So maybe you guys can have a little feedback for me, because there's one, I just don't know what to do.
Okay.
All right. Let me tell you about this coming up in under 10 minutes.
Got to get up. Welcome to the Mandy Roy and Lauren Morning Show.
Got to get up.
Hey, Kiss 95.1, who is
got
this?
To get up.
Hey. This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Mandy, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Got your tickets to go see the Checkers in the playoffs this weekend. Saturday night's game. They are one round away from playing for the championship. So go out and support the Checkers. We've got tickets, four tickets for you coming up at 6:38-ish. With, is that a puck in your pants?
Cool.
Sounds fun.
But I got to explain something to you, Roy, because you're not a parent. You're an uncle.
Yeah.
But maybe your sister would understand. And, Loren, maybe you understand, too.
Okay.
I was out at the park yesterday, and I had Ruby in the stroller. And Ruby's my 10-month-old, soon-to-be 10-month-old daughter. And this another mom walks by with an older baby in the stroller. I'd say maybe one, you know, like one and a half-ish.
How old is Ruby?
Ruby's 10, will be 10 months on the 1st. Okay. So, So the woman's got a dog also. Ruby's enamored with the dog. So I turn Ruby and I let her see the dog. She's laughing. She's clapping. And we just kind of look at each other, me and Ruby, and the dog, the mom, and the 1.5-year-old in the stroller all just are kind of, you know, looking at each other. And I was like, oh, Ruby loves the dog. She's like, oh, the dog just wants to play.
Mm-hmm.
And then she says to her daughter, say hi. You see the baby? She was saying, baby, say hi, baby. You know, and the little girl's like, hey. And the mom goes, does this move. And I never know how to work with this move. The mom goes, your daughter's adorable. And I was like, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Dot, dot, dot.
Why?
Now, here's where controversy comes in.
You think she wants a compliment for her kid?
I don't think she wants it. I don't think she's expecting it. But damn, it is very natural to be like, and your daughter's adorable too.
Oh, that's weird.
But now I'm just saying it because she complimented my daughter first.
Right.
Do you understand?
Yes. Yeah. I think that's strange if you then go, oh, and your daughter's adorable too. I think that's weird.
But what was even weirder, I didn't say anything.
No.
And she just walked away. I said thank you.
That's fine.
And then she just walked away. But is she walking away going,
why didn't he compliment my daughter?
No.
No, she's not overthinking it.
No. It's just saying thank you sounds weird, but I think it's also weird to be like, and yours too. That's strange.
It is polite, though.
Yeah, but
like,
that's weird.
Like, it's the polite thing to do. All kids are cute.
Put yourself in Loren's spot with baby Cash in the stroller. Loren says something to someone, oh, your daughter or your son are so cute, and she doesn't get it back.
If I could look at Loren and say, that's a cute shirt, I don't expect her to go, oh, Roy, yeah, it's your
different.
Shirt's cute, too.
But see, it's different, right, Loren?
Yeah, it's kind of different.
I think it's weird to say that another kid's pretty once they call your kid pretty.
Get this move. When I used to do that when baby Cash was like a baby, I used to get, your daughter is so beautiful. And I'm like, he's a boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've done that, too, but.
Babies kind of look the same when they first. Yeah.
Okay, so you're saying,
but you know, his eyelashes are so long. He's just so pretty.
You're saying that it's quite all right. to go on. You don't have to say your child is cute back.
Yeah.
Maybe you should come up to avoid that issue. Why don't you come up with like a funny thing to say? Be like, well, she gets it from my wife.
Yeah. Know, so. Well, sometimes I do. Yeah. That's not the, like, I could take the compliment. What I don't know what to do is to say back.
Yeah.
Well, your daughter's adorable too, because now I'm just saying, because I didn't say it first.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, I guess if you feel genuinely that way, you can say it. But if now I'm overthinking it.
And then it's
as a
like,
parent, the next time somebody says Cash is cute, or I say somebody's kid's cute and they don't say back, now you're in my head.
And I could have been like, oh, the dog is awesome or cute dog, but now you're saying cute dog, not cute kid.
Yeah. Like, what? Does he think my kid's ugly?
No, I don't think that's the case at all.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right. We can break it down. Hey, if you're a parent and you want to weigh in, you can text us 704-570-9595 or even jump on the phone if you want.
You just messed me all up. Yeah. I'm all up inside my head now.
If you get complimented on your child, do you think it's appropriate to give the compliment back or can you just say thank you and move on? We need that took up a lot of dirty time.
Okay.
Didn't you want to do an express dirty?
Sure.
You have the early crowd?
You have like a minute.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Cool.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
Exciting news about the Jonas Brothers. If you didn't catch this, they added a bunch of tour dates, and Charlotte is now on the list. Spectrum Center, November 20th.
Yes.
If
nice.
You are a Spice Girls fan, now you'll get the opportunity to have a unique experience. The actual bus from the 1997 Spice World movie has been converted into an apartment and is now available to rent on Airbnb.
Wow.
Holds up to 3 people. It's a double decker. There are some rules, though. No pets, no smokers, and you have to wear 90s attire while you are in the bus and have to sing goodbye as you check out. It'll cost you $128 a night.
Is it here or is it over there? It's probably in Britain.
Yeah.
Probably, yeah. Well,
it's a bus, so they can move it, too.
Well, it has the big British flag on it.
Yeah. Lamar Odom, he's coming out with a book called Darkness to Light, and he's now doing his, like, little book tour.
Did you hear how many people he's moved furniture with?
How many?
2,000.
He's lost track. He also says that he regrets lying to Khloe Kardashian and cheating on her. He wishes that he could have been more of a man for her, and he still misses her after 3 years being divorced and says that he misses the Kardashian family, too.
Okay.
Yeah. That's your dirty.
The best part of yesterday was we were in a meeting, and somebody's like, so what are you doing for Checkers tomorrow? We say, we're doing what the puck is in your pants?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we're like, okay.
Yeah, we have to like explain it.
And then at the end of the meeting, they're like, is that a puck in your pants? What time is that happening? It's happening in under 10 minutes, you guys. Don't go anywhere. Your shot to win Checkers tickets coming up.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
An early morning game for you.
And we're going to play What the Puck is in Your Pants. With a P, by the way.
Okay.
Roy just went outside, Lorraine, and then came back in. He stuffed something in his pants.
All right.
And is it circular, at least, the item you put in?
Okay. Oh, my gosh, yeah. We have Checkers tickets up for grabs. Let's talk with Allie and Rock Hill. You're calling number 9. Hello.
Hey.
Hi, Allie.
Are we going to see you tomorrow in Rock Hill?
I'm in Rock Hill. I'm actually in the Dunkin' Donuts parking lot.
You're one day early.
So,
at this time tomorrow, be there, okay?
All right.
Is this your everyday routine?
Is your everyday routine to go to the Dunkin' there?
It's probably an every other day routine.
Okay. Crap. We'll make it two days in a row tomorrow.
Yeah, we won't see her tomorrow. All right, okay, let's play the game. Roy stuffed something in his pantalones there. Mm-hmm. It's called, is that a puck in your pants?
It could be a puck.
Loren, you're going to feel it, describe it to Allie, and Allie takes the guess on whether or not it's a puck or something else, okay?
I'm reaching into Roy's pants.
Oh, she's actually in my pants.
Oh, you're going in.
She's going in. I thought she was going to feel the outside of it.
Am I supposed to feel the outside?
I think that's more fair, because then you can feel if it's an actual puck or not. So you got to describe it from the outside.
Okay. All right. So it is...
Front pocket or back pocket, by the way?
Like, front pocket.
Mm.
It's circular.
Mm.
So it feels like a puck. It is...
Well, it feels so strange, someone like grabbing you.
Pulling on your pants.
Yeah.
It feels like it's as thick as a puck.
Take a peek and see. Is it black like a puck?
Wait, I'll let you peek.
Quick peek.
Come on in my pants.
Peek in his pants. Is it black?
I can't see anything, and his pants are black, so I assume it's black.
Okay.
although it feels like there's some like a texture to it, like the top. Hmm. Like there's a lip on a piece of it.
And the pucks are smooth on top.
Right.
Oh, so it's not a puck.
But it's the exact same size as a puck.
Is it as thick as it?
Yeah, pretty much.
All right, Allie, I think we've given you no help, girl. I'm sorry. Four tickets for the Checkers game Saturday night at Bojangles. It's a playoff game. Is that a puck in Roy's pants?
Allie, it feels a little hollow.
I'm just going to go with yes.
Roy, is that a puck in your pants?
No, there's not a puck in my pants. It is a coffee cup lid. Which, by the way, is black, it's round, and it's about the size of a puck.
Yeah, but it's got that texture. It's got a lip on it. That's what it is.
Oh.
Yeah. But don't worry, you're still going to get the Checkers tickets anyways, of course.
Awesome.
Yes, yeah. Congratulations. Nobody ever leaves empty-handed from the MRL show, so thanks for playing. What the puck's Thank in your you. Pants? We have a home version of the game for you to take, too, and play in Rock Hill.
Cool.
All right, Allie, we'll see you tomorrow. Make sure you come by, okay?
If I could translate the cool, she just said that was the stupidest thing I've ever listened to.
You got four tickets for Saturday night's game at Bojangles Coliseum. Go root the Checkers on. If you don't win tickets, we'll have another pair tomorrow. You can buy them at gocheckers.com. All right, congrats, Allie.
Yeah, I told you, man. She's like, that was a game.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Charlotte's number one hit music station, Kiss 95.1 with the Maney, Roy, and the Rand Morning Show.
We're just about 4 minutes away from finding someone to play 5 seconds to cash. You know the song, you win the money. $100 on the line. 5 seconds to cash at 7, noon, and 4 every day right here on Kiss 95.1. You know, I couldn't stop thinking yesterday after, like, late in the show, we were talking about the graduation speech that a football player gave to the University of Wisconsin.
It was J.J. Watt.
It was J.J. Watt, yeah.
It was all the cliche things that you could ever possibly say. And the crowd was eating it up. You know, I'm pretty sure that guy could say anything in the crowd. When you add the echo and you put on a gown, they love it.
Like they say.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, here we go again, Lorraine. Like they say in life, you can't clap if you have one hand.
Crowd does not see.
The crowd's clapping. He's sitting there with a cap and gown on. What did he say yesterday? He said...
there were just like a lot of cliches. Yeah. Like, remember, you have to look through the rain to see the rainbow.
Don't look a gift horse in the mouth.
I want to go to one of these colleges things just to say stupid stuff.
A bunch of cliche stuff,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Remember, a penny a day keeps the doctor away, and that penny also saved is a penny earned.
Whoa. Two cliches.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I mean, the first one was wrong, but that's okay. Profound stuff.
Yeah.
You'll get stuck in life, and you'll do things, and then you'll make a complete 360, and life will be different. Get it? It's supposed to be a 180, Lorraine?
Yeah.
Yeah, I gotcha.
It's fine. But that's kind of how this was with this guy. I mean, we know we're sitting here making jokes, but, like, if you listen to this speech, it was very much so. And we, by the way, we got the audio posted up at kiss95.1.com.
But they were cliche after, like, they just kept coming, too. Yeah.
I mean, it's 23 minutes long. To J.J. Watt's defense, you know, I mean, they asked him to make a speech. He probably wrote down a few things and then got talking and then, you know. He's like running out of things, so he's like
no, the crowd's eating it up.
Yeah, boy, I can say anything.
Everything happens for a reason.
Life is like a boomerang. You can throw stuff out there and it comes back to you.
And not the social app boomerang. Not that one. No. Not...
A light clap for that one.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And then what we also, that's right, Roy, we have the laughs, too, because that's what I was thinking yesterday, that I wanted to bring to the table today in our skit was the laughs. You know, when he And then, ladies and gentlemen, J.J. Watt. And the crowd goes nuts. And then J.J. Watt gets up there and he's like, thank you so much, Dean Johnson. By the way, Dean Johnson, I'm not going to say anything for double parking out front.
So stupid.
Dean Johnson's so old, he coughs dust. Just becomes a roast. Dean Johnson is so, you know, he's ready to retire this year, so it's his last graduation. Dean Johnson's so old, I saw two guys with shovels chasing after him.
Oh, my God.
All right.
But graduates of 2019, I say this. As you move forward, remember, if a tree falls in the forest and no one is there to hear it, did the tree really fall?
Again, that's not right.
That's not the right saying. It's if did it make a sound? You get the slow clap. It was like, I don't know.
What's
on my
bone
on
this one?
Yeah, it's funny, man.
Gosh.
Congratulations, by the way, to all the graduates out there. I know colleges are doing their graduations now, and high schools will be soon.
Right.
Yeah. And we are available
to host any ceremonies. Yeah,
we just gave you a look into what it would be like.
Just nonsense.
I hope we get invited, just so we have an echo. If you guys didn't know, our radio show is a bit low budget. We couldn't afford an echo machine, but we took a paper towel roller and we spoke through that. I hope you understood that we were trying to simulate echo.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Echo.
Yes, this is Echo.
That's our low-budget Echo machine.
It's a dog-eat-dog world out there. And remember, first come, first serve.
Okay.
No shoes, no shirt.
No service.
No service. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Don't use me as your scapegoat. Bye-bye.
The MRL Morning Show. On demand.
Lorraine, you said you're going to crack the code and break some myths that we've all thought were true all along.
Yeah, I found a list of five things that our parents told us growing up, and we just assumed that they were true because, you know, your parents told it to you.
Oh, right? So should we warn parents that if the kids are in the car and you want to keep these truths?
I want to turn it.
Maybe. You know, like after you eat a sugary drink, brush your teeth or else.
That's hilarious.
How about, like,
floss after eating popcorn? Whatever. Okay, what else?
Whatever. So these are the myths that your parents told you that you believed growing up. If you go outside with a wet head, you could catch a cold.
Yes! You're telling us that's not true?
It's not true.
What?
It's not as true as you think.
I've been lied to.
Mind blown. Watching too much TV would damage your eyesight.
I was the yes.
Well, what about watching TV too close?
Well, yeah.
Move back away from the screen.
Yeah, you could get screen damage that way. But watching too much TV isn't going to damage your eyesight.
Oh, but you can get damage if you're too close.
I'm sure you can. I mean, we have, like, glasses now that protect us from the light that's right. Put off on our phones.
Right.
Swallowing gum takes 7 years to digest.
Yes, I was always told that.
It's not true. This has been debunked over and over and over and over again.
Roy, go swallow gum.
Yeah.
And holler back at us.
7 years.
I'll let you know when it comes out.
Hopefully sooner than that.
I have a feeling Mani has heard this one a time or two. If you keep rolling your eyes, they're going to stay that way.
No, yeah, I heard if you do the eye crossing and you get hit, if you do this, and then somebody hits you, they'll stay that
way.
Stay
that way. Mm-hmm. Wow, okay.
And swimming after eating causes cramps. Remember,
yes.
You would swim, and then your parents would make you sit 20 minutes.
Yes.
Yeah, we've wasted countless hours just waiting for food to digest.
That's not true? Because even when I'd go to the public pool, and they have concessions at public pools.
Right.
There was even, like, signs, like, you got to wait 30 minutes before you get back in.
Yeah. Experts are not so sure.
Hmm.
they're not 100% positive that you would get cramps jumping in the pool.
Interesting.
So,
yeah. I think, wow. You know, and I remember growing up, my parents, my dad, especially, it was more so my dad, he would have these like little sayings or sad.
What? He had cliche sayings?
Oh, come on.
No.
The graduation man. Show up at your house, Roy.
No. But he'd have these like little things, like life advice.
Yeah.
And then
pearls
I'd go,
of wisdom, if you will.
Yeah, a little wisdom. And then I'd go work. I started my first show. My first show ever was at a country radio station. And I realized that half of the life lessons were lyrics to country songs. Like from Kenny Rogers, The Gambler, to like
know when to hold them, when to fold them.
I mean, yeah, like all these things were all just like country lyrics, you know.
That's a good
all
one.
The stuff like when you get pushed down, get back up, and
that's exactly what we were just talking about.
Know,
your dad
is.
Could do the graduation speech.
He did.
Yeah.
But like I felt betrayed. I was like, all these life lessons are just country songs.
As my dad once told me, you gotta know when to fold them and know when to hold
them. That's so funny that they were out of the speeches.
Yeah, man.
People are texting in and saying they were telling people at my college graduation Friday, swallow gum or spit it out.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh.
And I guess everybody's like, well, we can't digest that for 7 years. We're not doing that.
And then they have to break it to everybody. It's not necessarily true. So just go ahead and swallow it.
I remember I was told that if you swallow a watermelon seed, it grows a watermelon.
Yeah, I remember that.
What?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I was told as a kid.
Your parents ever told you that?
No.
Yeah.
They told me don't stare at the sun. Is that a myth, or is that on the list, or is that true?
Please tell me.
It wasn't on my list.
Please tell me you weren't a kid trying to stare at the sun, were you?
I'll show you.
Staring up at the sun.
Somebody just texted in and said, my mom would tell me if I sucked helium out of a balloon, my voice would stay that way forever. Mm.
Oh. Yep. If you swam in an ocean that said sharks, you could get bitten by a shark.
That might be true.
That probably is true.
Yeah,
yes,
true,
let's make that clear. Also, wear helmets when you're bike riding. You never
that's
know.
Very
you gotta,
true.
You gotta protect your noggin,
And you should protect your. Wear knee pads. There's not enough knee pads.
There really isn't. Hey, but dang it, the Maney, Roy, and Loren show will make sure there's enough knee pads for everyone. That's our focus moving forward.
That's your campaign.
How come the helmet's the only thing that gets protected? Your brain's the only thing that gets protected?
I don't know. The gabeza is the most important part. Hey, what about eating carrots give you good eyesight?
Yeah, I was told that.
Right?
I was told that, too.
But then
that.
I thought I read somewhere where that was a myth. You know
I'm
who's
sure
got a
is.
Book out? This guy named Ken Jennings, who was on Jeopardy. Up until this new guy started winning, he had like the most money and the most wins.
Mm-hmm.
And it is stuff just like this. And he debunks all these myths. And, you know, he won Jeopardy, so it's got to be true.
Right. He's a know-it-all.
Absolutely. Yeah.
All right, we'll put the list up at kiss951.com. You can go check it out there. Lorraine, what do you got coming up in the dirty?
So Blac Chyna just called out one of her exes on Wendy Williams. I'll tell you what she had to say about him coming up in 5 minutes.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorraine. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss95.1.
So Blac Chyna just made her debut on the Wendy Williams show, and Wendy got a little personal with her and asked her boldly who was a better lover between Blac Chyna between Tyga and Rob Kardashian. She hesitated for a moment before answering it was Rob.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Those Kardashians know what they're doing.
Apparently.
I mean, all of them are.
Hey, they got all kinds of babies over there, so somebody's doing something right. They're not just practicing. All right, so Ellie Goulding, she says that she almost quit music. Do you have that audio?
I do.
Okay.
Wow, okay.
I would have loved to have been asked, but I wasn't.
No.
You asked to be in it at all.
Yeah. Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Well, let's see if Taylor's out. It's labeled as Taylor, so.
Probably when I, like, put Joe Jonas on blast
that's
on your
Taylor
show.
Taylor,
yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, let's just move on. Let's move on to Taylor, then. So, Taylor, she joined the Ellen show, and she talked about how people thought that she was somehow involved in the Avengers movie Endgame because she was leaving all these little nuggets for people to follow, but really, they followed the wrong one. Do you have that one?
Yeah. Hold on. Here we go. It's labeled wacky.
I would have loved to have been asked, but I wasn't.
No, you
weren't asked to be in it at all.
Yeah. It's about the event.
Because we had the single coming out the same day, and I have a song that was called Endgame, and so they were like, oh my God, she's going to defeat Thanos, and I let everyone down.
Yeah.
They went on to play a game called Burning Questions, and she was asked what the most rebellious thing she's ever done was, and it has to do with Joe Jonas.
Probably when I, like, put Joe Jonas on blast on your show. That was too much.
Was it?
Yeah. I was 18. We laugh about it now.
Oh, but that's good.
That was mouthy.
Yeah.
Yeah, just
all right. Teenage stuff there.
That was my laughter I was putting in, by the way.
Yeah. By the way, speaking of the Jonas Brothers, if you missed it, they did add some tour dates, and they're coming to Charlotte on November 20th at the Spectrum Center.
Yes. A homecoming for the boys.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
So all that we told you yesterday is getting a little reboot, and Keenan and Kale are thinking that they're going to bring back Good Burger characters.
Oh, they should. That, like, they're iconic, all that.
Yeah. So they were teasing it on social media, so we'll have to watch on June 15th to find out if they do revive Good Burger. But that is your dirty.
All right, let's play Can't Beat Loren, 704-570-9595. 11 wins. Call now. Take her down.
Bring it.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Loren, sponsored by Sycamore Brewing on KISS 95.1.
Hey, Sabrina. Welcome to the Manny Ryan Loren Morning Show.
Hey.
You are playing Can't Beat Loren today.
Yay!
You ever played before, Sabrina?
No, I haven't.
Okay, well, you know you got to throw her out, so go ahead and do that.
Okay, Loren, go ahead and get out.
I'm going.
Loren is putting down her headphones. She is walking out. The door is closed. She can no longer hear these questions.
Somebody's yelling out in the hallway.
I know.
Chaos out there. Okay, Sabrina. Playing for everyone in Boiling Springs. Happy 53rd birthday to Michael Jackson's pop star sister. What's her name?
Janet Jackson.
Question two. Lamar Odom opened up about his regret about cheating on his wife. Which Kardashian was he married to?
Khloe.
And BTS kicked off this ABC Morning News show's summer concert series. We'll take either initials or the name of the show. What is it?
The Good Morning America.
Question four. Taylor Swift admitted that she regretted butting her ex-boyfriend, Joe Jonas, putting her ex-boyfriend, Joe Jonas, on blast on, Well, this question's written wrong. All right, here we go. Let me make this right, Roy.
All right.
Sorry about that. There was a misspelling, and Nicole's going through contract negotiations, Sabrina, right now, and I feel like with that, she is really sticking it to the man.
You guys, by the way, should hear the producer in our ear yelling at us.
All right. Here we go. Are you ready, Sabrina?
Yes.
I can't read it like it was written, Nicole. I've already given the answer by accident. I have to come up with a new question. Taylor Swift says that she regrets putting her ex-boyfriend, Joe Jonas, on blast on this daytime talk show. Who is that?
Can you repeat the question?
Really?
He was on the Ellen show.
There we go.
If you are ever unsure about this season's Bachelorette, you're not the only one. A lot of people aren't happy with her. The show's longtime host, he even admits he had doubts about her, too. Who is that? Who's the longtime host?
I don't know. What's his name? I have no idea.
Okay.
No, I don't know his name.
All right. Say no more. Loren's coming in.
She got four correct, and Manny is a screw-up.
And Nicole quit on us.
Okay.
She's yelling. What are you yelling, Nicole? Say so.
If you read the question how it's written, we won't have issues, and you can stop putting the blame on me when it's not my problem.
If you did read the question right, it wouldn't have messed up.
All right, here we go. You ready?
Yeah.
Question number one. Happy 53rd birthday to Michael Jackson's pop star sister. Who is that?
Janet.
1-1.
And Lamar Odom opened up about his regret about cheating on his ex-wife. Which Kardashian was he married to?
Khloe.
2-2.
And BTS kicked off this ABC Morning News show's summer concert series. We'll take the name or the initials.
Good Morning America.
3-3.
Also would have accepted GMA, of course, yes. Now, Taylor Swift admitted that she regrets putting her ex-boyfriend, Joe Jonas, on blast on this daytime talk show.
Ellen.
That is correct. It's 4-4.
And if you were ever unsure about this season's Bachelorette, you're not the only one. The show's longtime host, he even admitted that he had doubts about her, too. Who is that?
Chris Harrison.
That is correct. Unfortunately, Sabrina did not know that one. Final score, 5-4. Loren, you have 13 wins.
Sabrina, sometimes those bachelor questions get everyone.
I know, and I was like, I was really telling my son, because he's in the car with me, I was like, I know they're going to ask something about The Bachelorette. Her name is Hannah. I forgot his name. It just totally went out of my mind.
All right, Sabrina, I'm sorry. You know what I want to hear.
I'm Sabrina from Bowling Springs, and I cannot beat Lorenz.
Thanks for playing, Sabrina.
Sorry for the misunderstanding about that question, Sabrina. We hope you still listen.
Yes, every morning.
All right, thank you. Still to
come. Well, we're going to be in a meeting later for that stupid thing. You guys need a proofread your question.
I did.
Which one was it?
Taylor Swift admitted that she regretted butting because it says B. So I read it right off the script, like, you know. Yeah. Ron Burgundy, butting her ex Joe Bro. And I said Joe Bro. It doesn't matter. It's we fixed it. Okay. Go ahead. What's coming up? We got the War of the Roses.
Yes, this time is a dog sniffing out a cheater.
Wow.
You know, because dogs, man, they're very talented. They can find drugs and bombs. Can they find cheaters? That's what we're going to find out. War of the Roses. It's coming up in 5 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
The Manny, Roy, and Lorraine Morning Show. War of the Roses.
Darren, you sent us a Facebook message, said that you need to check up on your girlfriend, Elise, over a dog?
Yeah. A dog.
You think your girlfriend's right. cheating on you with a dog? That's interesting. Well, you know, they are cute.
No, not exactly. So, like, she had this dog for a little bit now, like 5 or so months. She's been out of town, and I was out walking the dog. And then this, you know, it's safe to say a good-looking dude, like, comes up and is like, oh, hey, Roscoe. And I was just like, you know Roscoe? And he's like, oh, yeah, of course I know Roscoe. And how casual it was a little weird.
Well, hold on a second. Roy, you live in an apartment building.
Yeah.
I mean, people are friendly and know dogs.
I think I know people's dogs more than I know them.
Yeah, people would know Callie.
Yeah.
I think we're going to need more than that, Darren.
Yeah, so I was taking the dog out, and he kind of got away from me, and the dog went to this dude's apartment, and it just wasn't coincidence. Like, he was sniffing, like, he knows this apartment, he's been in this apartment. It just really like sitting, looking at the door, waiting to go into the apartment. Like, this was, he's been there before.
You think she's taking really her dog over to this neighbor's apartment and cheating on you?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
100%.
Huh. I mean, maybe they're just friends. Like, why was she? I don't know.
Well, but wouldn't he know that her friends?
Well, yeah, that's true.
I feel like she would have said something.
Yeah. I mean, Callie has, like, a path, man. Like, she kind of knows where we're going. And she knows right where my apartment is. And...
Well, okay, so hang on. Have you guys been out of town together, maybe? Or, like, a time where you couldn't watch the dog for her, and maybe he's watched the dog for her before?
No. Not at all, because she hasn't had the dog that long. It's only been a few months, and we haven't been away together while she's had this dog.
All right, let's dial her up. Do you know the guy's name at all?
I think it's Chris.
Okay. If she sends it to Chris. If it's not you, we'll find out who it is, okay? Yeah. But don't say anything until we find out what she puts on the card. Okay.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Elise.
Yeah, this is she.
Hi, Elise. My name is Jennifer. I'm calling from Flowers for You. And the reason for my call today is to let you know that we just started a brand new romantic division of our company where we're giving away free dinner dates for two people to share. And I have your name and number here as the winner of our Instagram tag contest.
Oh, and somebody tagged me on Instagram.
Yeah, we're doing a little giveaway. So would you be interested in sharing this romantic dinner date with someone?
Was it Lily? Was it Lily the one who tagged me?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Well, that's really nice. I'm kind of busy right now, so can I just give you the information real quick so I can get back to work?
Yeah, sure. I just need the name of the person you want to share it with, and then if you want us to let them know something, we'll deliver a little message when we call them to let them know that you're sharing it.
Cute. Okay. Okay. If you could send it to a guy named Chris, just tell him the note can say something like, to my stud, two doors down. This is kind of cheesy, but this is like an inside joke of ours. But you could you also write, you rock my world.
Okay, so.
Hey, Elise.
Hello?
It's Darren.
Your boyfriend.
What's up?
He's at the flower shop. What?
No, this is not the flower shop. This is a radio segment called War of the Roses. It's where we catch cheaters. You're on the Mandy Roy and the Rim Morning Show.
What the heck is this?
You ever heard of the Mandy Roy and the Rim Morning Show? Kiss 95.1?
No.
That's good. Well, we are in the business of busting cheaters when someone thinks they're being cheated on. And we need to know what's going on with you and Chris.
Yeah, I mean, this looks a lot worse than it is, honestly.
Really?
I feel really bad.
It looks pretty bad.
It looks really bad. I know that. I know that. And I feel really bad. Darren, I really, if you could pick up my phone when I call you in a second, because I'll explain everything. I feel right. Like once I explain everything, you'll be able, like, I'm so confused now.
Why not explain it now?
Well, I don't really want to air everything out on the radio. I think I've already been, like, kind of called out and embarrassed enough. And this is just something between me and Darren. I think this is just a misunderstanding. If you could just listen to what I have to say, I think there's still, like, hope for us.
And we think that Roscoe, your dog, doesn't lie.
Oh, I don't understand what that means.
Yeah, Chris knew Roscoe when I was letting him out when you were out of town recently, and Roscoe went and was, like, sitting at his door and sniffing around, and clearly Roscoe has been over at Chris's, just with everything adding up. So I just think and you, along with Roscoe, have been over there and just getting your world rocked, I guess. Yeah. Mm. I think I'm done.
I don't know. I'm really sorry. But you okay? Fine. I guess you caught me. But now I'd like to explain myself in private. So I'm gonna.
So you are admitting to cheating. You are admitting to cheating.
I'm not admitting to. I plead the fifth. And Roscoe might have to go back to the adoption agency.
Oh, come on!
Oh, what?
Wow.
All right, Darren. Are you gonna take her call off the air? Or are you done?
No, I'm done.
I'm about to rescue Roscoe.
I'll take Roscoe because he's a true dude. Okay. He'll look out for people.
Elise, it sounds like you got a lot of soul searching to do.
Yeah, okay, cool. Congratulations. Thanks, guys.
Well, good, yeah. I'm glad you cheated on a good man in Darren. Okay, thanks.
Oh, like you know who he is. Go
okay.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1. We are the Manny Roy and the Rim Morning Show. $200, 5 seconds to cash. That's coming up at noon today. But we want to hear from you if you're crushing on your neighbor at 704-570-9595.
Yeah, it comes from a War of the Roses that we just played. And I know a lot of people have your routine. So you get in the car at 8. Or maybe you just get into the office and you turn us on and you didn't hear it. You can listen to it always on the podcast using the Kiss 95.1 app or kiss95.1.com. Darren wanted to find out if Elise was cheating on him, and her dog actually led him to believe this. Kept going to the neighbor's house and like sitting out in front of the door, which means that when Darren wasn't around, Elise would go there with the dog. You know, they were more than just neighbors. But we're just wondering, did you or do you currently crush on your neighbor in your apartment or even in your neighborhood? And it could be innocent. Is there
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Anything wrong with having a crush? I mean, Loren's got 10 of them. No,
I don't think there's anything wrong with having a crush.
Right.
But if you move on that crush, then yeah.
But you might do funny things like wait to see them, you know the time that they come home and you take the garbage out at that time, you know, things like that.
Let's talk with Heavenly in Charlotte.
Hey, so I actually dated one of my neighbors. At first, it kind of started off with just, like, us locking out at the same time, you know, like, the cool wave or just, like, a little smirk and something like that. And then one day, he, like, left his number in my door. And so I texted him, and we just kind of like hit it off from there.
Whoa.
Yeah, so it was kind of crazy. But then I'm like, you're my neighbor, and if stuff doesn't work out, it's going to be kind of weird.
Yeah.
So I started kind of like falling back from it. But now I'm like dating, and so if, you know, my guy friend or whatever will come over, he'll be like, hey, you know, I saw your friend over there. Because we like leave for work at the same time. So he's like,
he catches you. He catches you when you're walking out, and he has comments about your love life.
Yeah. And he'll be like, you've been pretty busy, huh? And I'm just like,
oh my God. Wow.
Okay, so that's the downside of
it. Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Heavenly, did you move furniture with the neighbor?
I did move furniture with the neighbor.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, I mean, listen, so did I when I was younger and back in my day. And this is the consequences that you have to deal with.
Right, I know, and I love my apartment complex, so I'm like, not really moving anytime soon, so.
And how bold was that guy to leave his number, too? Just in seeing each other and realizing?
I think
somebody could be crushing on me, and I'd be oblivious to it.
They could leave the number, and Roy would still not know.
Yeah.
All right, Heavenly, thank you. Thanks for texting. We got back in touch with you. We appreciate it. Have a great day, okay?
No problem. You too, guys.
All right.
816 just texted in and said, my neighbor in college is now my husband.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, that's cool.
Michelle in South Park, welcome to the Mania Roy in the Rim Morning Show. Now, you've crushed on more than one neighbor.
You know, forgive me, guys, because this was a long time ago, but I went through this period in my life where neighbors were the thing. I just moved out and had gotten separated and moved into an apartment complex and had a really cute, very friendly neighbor downstairs, but he had a girlfriend. And then one day I saw the moving truck there and realized that she was moving out, so it was my time to score.
Oh!
I sat on the front seat because we shared a walkway. So one day I just sat on the stoop to force him to talk to me, you know, because he had to walk right by me. And 4.5 years later, we broke up, and he went back to the girl that moved out.
Oh, wow.
But then I moved to Massachusetts, and I met my neighbor down the hall, and he would come over in the morning, and we would move furniture, and he was married.
Whoa. Well,
nobody was safe in Michelle's apartment complex.
Yeah, if you're a guy, watch out. She's on the hunt.
They would have a sign out front.
On the prowl.
Yeah.
All right, thanks, Michelle. I'm telling you, it's
love you.
It's super convenient. She didn't know we were playing the Jaws theme.
Oh, she did.
No, she couldn't hear it.
Oh, she hears it on the podcast. She'll laugh. That's funny. This is Danielle from Charlotte.
Hey, how are you?
We're doing really well. So this happened a long time ago. Tell us what happened.
It did. It was back in the day when everybody was making their custom T-shirts. And I had moved in with my aunt, like, after college. So it was in a house, and her house backed up to another house. And the guy over there was really hot. And so I made a T-shirt, "My Neighbor is Hot."
What?
And
that's incredible.
And when I wore it, I got at least 20 people going, oh, I can relate. Yeah, you know, just all these things. And it just blew my mind. I was like, oh, my God.
Did the neighbor ever see you wear the shirt?
No.
Oh, come on.
You're very careful.
No.
I think he found out about it, though, because one of our mutual friends, I think, told him, and I was very embarrassed.
Oh, you got to hang out at the pool and, like, knock on his door, ask him for, like, a
cup of sugar.
Yeah.
Thanks, Danielle. If I was looking through my DVDs the other day, and because I'm moving my DVDs from one area to another, you know, and I love all these DVDs. I don't ever watch them, but I love having them, okay? So I have the Entourage series from HBO. Well, I'm missing, like, Entourage seasons 4 and 5, and I was sitting there racking my brain. Where did I leave these Entourage seasons? This girl who was my lived across the way in my apartment complex and I, we would, every once in a while, she would come over, you know, yada, yada, yada. Next thing you know, she's got still 10 years later, 20 years later, has my season 6 and 7 from Entourage.
So you want to call her up?
Well, I don't know. Like, you know, she came over conveniently when it was for her. Now she has the Entourage. She doesn't need to come over anymore.
Yeah, well.
Not to mention I moved.
She got what she wanted.
Plus, she had an enormous dog, so she'd be like, you want to come over? I'm like, no, you come here. Go in there for that dog.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
You can keep the conversation going, by the way, at the MRL Show Twitter, Instagram.
So Paris Hilton, she had some not so nice things to say about her ex-friend, Lindsay Lohan. I'll tell you what they were coming up in the Dirty in 10 minutes.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Loren. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
Have you guys seen the season trailer for season 5 of Black Mirror?
No.
Miley Cyrus is going to make an appearance in it, and her character is far from her Hannah Montana days, but fans are freaking out over it.
Miley, what's good?
Paris Hilton, she just spent some time with Andy Cohen on Watch What Happens Live. With Andy Cohen, and she was asked about her ex-friend, Lilo, and she did not have nice things to say about Lindsay Lohan. She called her lame and embarrassing.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. You know, I'll give it to Paris Hilton. She hasn't been lame or embarrassing. She's just been kind of off the radar, you know, behaving herself.
Well, and now she's got a new song out.
That's huge.
So she's been doing a little tour that way.
Didn't you pull it yesterday?
It wasn't. I think it was the day before. It wasn't yesterday. I can't remember what it's called, okay, though, off the top of my head. All I know is she can't stop looking at her best friend's booty.
Mm.
Yeah.
Whoa.
That's what she says in the song, and it's about Kim Kardashian. So she's been asked about it like 8,000 times. Okay, if you are a big fan of the Spice Girls, now you have an opportunity to have a unique experience. And you can you can rent the Spice Girl bus from the 1997 Spice World movie. It has been turned into an apartment and is now available for rent on Airbnb. It holds up to 3 people. It's a double-decker. There are some rules, though. No pets, no smokers, and you must dress in 90s attire while you stay on the bus and sing goodbye when you check out. $128 a night is what it's going to cost you.
There's a lot of cool things on Airbnb. You know, you could sleep in a giant potato.
I did not know that. How do you even find that on Airbnb?
Actually, you can read Roy's blog at kiss951.com about it.
I did a whole article.
Yeah.
I was like a fantastic news journalist.
Work, buddy.
Thank you. When I'm not doing the radio show or real estate, I'm your local news reporter for Kiss 95.1.
Sir, question over here, please.
What else can you stay in?
I don't know. That's as far as my investigation went.
Oh, okay.
I found a potato and stopped there.
You never really wrote the blog.
No, he did. Potato's there. Yeah. His blog is specifically about staying in the potato.
I gotcha. I thought it was Airbnbs in general.
No, it's about a potato, yeah.
Is a place I know where you can stay in a hotel underwater.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Underwater hotel.
That would scare me, because what if the water cracks and you die?
Doesn't Dubai have something like that at the Atlantis?
Maybe. I don't know. We're going to go work radio over there, so we'll find out.
Okay.
Dubai's number one hit music station.
Yeah. If you missed the show yesterday, my friend got hired by a Dubai radio station.
And you're so excited about it.
I really am.
All right. I've got a What Loren Likes for you.
What's hot? What's trending? What should everybody get? What does Loren like?
Of course, Aladdin is going to be hitting theaters in the coming weeks. But Mac has already profited on the release of the movie. They just released an Aladdin lipstick line. Yeah, so some really cool colors in there. If you want to see them or find out how to purchase them, you can go to kiss951.com.
Okay. You know, you were talking about shows and television and all that stuff and your dirties, and we want to know who spoiled the show for you. What was the show, and did they ruin it to the point where you didn't watch it? The reason why we're asking is you can now charge people who spoil shows for you.
What?
Yes.
Oh, I'm the worst at this.
You could be charged now, Loren. We'll talk about it coming up and fill you in on all the details in about 7 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1. It's the Manny, Roy, and the Loren Morning Show. You could be paid for spoilers.
If you're mad at anyone for spoiling a show, what show was it that they spoiled for you? You could text us or call us at 704-570-9595. We know texting is easy, but we love talking to y'all.
Yeah.
So there's this insurance company that is offering spoiler coverage plans, and it will reimburse you, like let's say you're a Game of Thrones fan, who are being subjected to unwanted plot leaks. The claim must be filed in 100 words or less and detail specifically how the plot was spoiled. And they also encourage evidence of spoiled to be presented, like a Facebook post that you saw. They have that screenshotted and documented. And they will pay you about $126 per claim.
Really?
For being spoiled a plot.
And that covers your... a couple months at least, like if you got HBO specifically for Game of Thrones,
yeah,
that right. 126 covers you for the subscription. What were you going to say, Lorraine? Sorry.
Nothing. I'm so bad at this because like my mom and my brother are typically like one episode behind on everything with me. And I always want someone to talk about it with. So when I watch it, I'm like, did you watch it yet? Did you watch it? I'm like, did you see this part? And they're like, no, stop.
Yeah, because when they say no, you have to stop.
I know. I don't want to, though. I want to tell them.
We remember a couple of weeks ago, Lorraine, we broke broke the news to Lorraine that how the Titanic ended.
Yeah, she was shocked.
Yeah,
I was shocked that it wasn't a real story.
That's right. 704-570-9595. What show did someone spoil? And to be fair, don't give a spoil away. Just tell us what show.
And to be clear,
the love story.
The love story wasn't a real story. She knows the ship actually sank.
Yeah. She knew it sank. She knew it hit an iceberg.
Yeah. She thought, you know, Rose was a real thing.
Yeah.
You know.
This is area code 828 said, hi, I ruined the Ninja Turtles movies and cartoons for my son. I didn't know you could do that.
I didn't know either.
Grey's Anatomy is another one.
Oh, people love to ruin that. Especially because the thing about like The Office and Grey's Anatomy, they're on Netflix, and so people can start from season one, which was over a decade ago.
Yeah.
But is there a spoiler that you could put on that? I mean, each episode is almost so different.
I don't know. Well, especially you can big time with Grey's Anatomy because the show has evolved and changed dramatically.
Okay. And characters are gone now.
And so if I said Lizzie's no longer there, you'd be like, what?
Yeah.
You know.
But as opposed to like nowadays, though, when someone leaves a show, it's celebrity news before it's plot news.
Sure.
Right? Because we all knew Steve Carell left The Office.
Right.
But it's like you had to watch to see how it played out, I guess.
Yes.
By the way, back to the Ninja Turtles thing. Someone said, I ruined the Ninja Turtles movies and cartoons for my son because I rented the making of the Ninja Turtles, which showed that they were remote control robots and not real turtles.
I just want to say I wasn't alone because 803 just texted and said, what? Rose wasn't a real thing?
No. What was Jack's last name?
I don't know. DeWitt Bucator or something.
How about this?
The character Jack was a real name, but it wasn't a real story.
The love story was not real. Yeah. But you know what? Let's just say this. It was reality TV. Go with that. It was real. Go ahead.
Jack Dawson and Rose.
Jack Dawson was a real person on the ship. Yeah. That was a real name, yes.
Let's talk with... Jameis in Greenville. Hey, Jameis.
Hey, how you doing?
We're good. Is that North or South Carolina?
Oh, this is South Carolina.
Oh, wonderful. Love it down there. I was just down there not too long ago.
Yeah, it really is. It's a beautiful town. But I did want to tell you about the show that got ruined. You guys know that season 5 of The Flash is now coming out and whatnot, right?
Yes.
Right. So I was watching season 2, and my brother called me up, and he ruined the whole plot line for me. Like, and he just kept talking about, and I was like, oh, mate, dude, I haven't watched it yet. Like, let me TiVo the thing. Hold on. And he just kept talking and talking. I finally had to hang up on him.
No offense. Don't ruin the show for me.
Right. He texted me back. He's like, what is all this? And I was like, bro, listen, I haven't watched it yet. It took me another season and then watching it on Netflix that I was finally like, you know what? I'll forgive him this point.
Would you pay for that insurance to protect you from a spoiled show?
You know, for certain shows, I think I absolutely would.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
And,
thanks,
Jameis. I wouldn't do it just for my own benefit. I would do it just to be like, you know what? Teachers, stop ruining shows.
Everybody should be required. I like that, Jameis. We should all be required to carry spoiler insurance.
Imagine the insurance fraud, though. I'd be like, 100%. Hey, post this on Facebook so I can screenshot it and send it to my, you know, insurance company or something.
We got to go to break, but Nicole says to come up to the line 13 real quick.
Okay, well we can't go to you just quite yet. Siri, can you hang out for a moment?
Yeah.
Okay, you're an insurance agent?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
So you have something to say about insurance companies offering coverage for spoiled TV shows. We're going to talk to Siri, an insurance agent, coming up in 5 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
It's the Manny Roy and the Ram Morning Show. Thank you for being part of our radio family this morning. We are talking with you because there's this company offering insurance plans for if you ever get like a TV show spoiled. You can submit a claim saying, hey, on Facebook, I read this. It spoiled the plot. And they're going to pay you $100 a claim, which sounds like the biggest opportunity for insurance fraud.
And Siri in Charlotte is on hold. She's actually an insurance agent, and she has a comment about the whole thing. Hello, Siri.
Hey.
So when are you going to start offering plans like this?
So the company that I work for, we're probably never going to offer this kind of plan because of, like you guys said, so many insurance fraud cases and stuff. The issues that I have with it is there's no way to indemnify you if you had a claim. So, like, the purpose of insurance and the claim is to put you back to where you were before an incident happened to indemnify you. And there's no way for if I told you the spoiler of Game of Thrones last season or whatever, there's no way for me to, as insurance agent or the insurance company, to say, okay, well, we'll just erase your memory so you don't know it.
Well, no, but what we would do is send you a Facebook post that says, look, this is my brother. He posted about it, and I didn't know.
Right,
so,
but what she's saying, there's no way for her to make it right after you've been wronged in that situation.
Yeah, but the money makes it right.
You know, because, like, if you get an accident, they fix your car.
Right, but Siri, here's the thing. The money makes it right because the money will cover for you for whatever streaming service.
Oh, you're saying you get that streaming service then for free.
Well, I mean, it just pays you for the year of HBO Go or for a year of Netflix or something. It's just kind of like that frees you a little bit.
Right. In that sense, it does. Now, me thinking through this process and everything, there's a lot that kind of back and forth about because there are some policies that cover personal injury. And that means like... defamation, slander, liable, stuff like that.
Yeah, we're aware of all that.
I have a personal injury just for the majority of my life is a personal injury.
Isn't there damages you can get done? Like you sue for damages.
Yeah, of course.
Because you're emotionally distraught.
Yes, happens all the time.
I wonder how much this insurance plan is going to cost. You paying $30 a month? Because that's $300 a year.
I don't know.
Over $300 a year.
That wouldn't be worth it.
No.
You know, the other thing you could do with the money, too, is you could pay to have someone, like, there's revenge services. You could pay to have someone ship a whole bunch of poop to their house.
Oh, my gosh.
That's true. There's revenge services. We've talked about it.
I know. But who's retaliating over that?
A lot of people are texting. They're annoyed because everyone. Now, I don't watch the show, but The Walking Dead, apparently, has been spoiled time and time again.
Yeah, don't say what they texted us because that would spoil.
Yeah.
Let's talk with Kelly in Charlotte. Hey, Kelly.
Hey.
Hi. So who ruined the end of something for you?
So I actually, this was a while ago, so I don't think I'm going to spoil anything by saying it now. But in like 2008, 2009, I was reading the Harry Potter books before the movies were finished coming out. And someone was like, I started reading the Deathly Hallows, which is the last one. And they were like, oh, yeah, by the way, Harry Potter dies. And I was like, excuse me. And I literally, I mean, granted, I was in middle school. So, you know, that was already an emotional time for anyone. But I was like, oh, my God, you just what did you just do?
I know.
Does he really die?
Thanks, Kelly.
I don't know. I don't.
Yeah, I think so.
You're
right.
Cold. Does he really die?
Oh, he doesn't.
He's saying no. OK. No.
Yeah, I mean, you can't kill off
the main character the whole book's about.
But the cool thing is like on The Sopranos, at the end, people don't know what happened. It's still open for debate. Like, I think opposite of a lot of people. So that's interesting.
Let's talk with Jennifer and Charlotte. You want to talk about Game of Thrones?
Yes.
Good, because it was either that or GOT, and I didn't know which one it was.
Game of Thrones, I was watching the early seasons of Game of Thrones, and I watched the movie Bad Moms. And they gave a huge spoiler event in, like, the middle season.
So you were watching another show that spoiled the way Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Well, that's funny.
Maybe Bad Moms. They gave a huge event away.
That is funny.
Wow. Oh, that's great. Did you watch it anyway?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. See, even though it's spoiled, you can still watch it and see how it plays out.
See, I think that's why I spoil it for people. Because I'm just excited. Like, I just want you to know as much as I do.
Well, they want to know when they want. They want to know when they know, like when you knew.
WNKX Yes, Charlotte.
Check it out.
Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
Home of 5 seconds to cash. Two hundos up for grabs at noon with Cameron.
Woo-hoo!
Make sure you're listening for that.
Oh, my God. Oh, she's beautiful.
She is.
She's also single, sir.
Oh, my God. Oh, this is special.
Right.
This is special.
Yeah. She's on dating apps. You can find her there. Or the beautiful Midday Bay Cameron.
Oh, yes!
No.
Oh, she's a beauty!
No, but you
she is a beautiful okay, don't interrupt.
I'm trying to talk to you, and you keep interrupting me. But listen, you got to be a bit taller. She's a tall woman. Oh, she likes tall guys.
Woohoo if you're tall.
Woohoo!
There we go.
Yeah, he's just excited.
Now just woo if you're single.
Woo!
That didn't sound paused.
You guys hear Bill Nye? I guess he was on John Oliver's show on HBO.
And he went off. He like, it was
but,
funny.
Yeah, I mean, it was a skit. It wasn't he was really annoyed. Yeah. But it is funny listening to Bill Nye, the science guy, who apparently was Nicole's crush when she was growing up. Didn't you love Bill Nye, Nicole?
Yeah, I mean, I think every kid did. I think a crush is a little dramatic. But yes, right. I loved when my teacher pulled out the Rolly TV on a cart and we got to watch Bill Nye.
Yeah, Nicole brings up a good point. I loved the Veggie Tales, but I wasn't about to date a cucumber, you know?
See, I had a thing for SpongeBob. You guys are on a different level than me.
Yeah. Teletubbies?
Yeah. I had Mr. Wizard. Does anybody remember Mr. Wizard?
I mean,
I'm older. So Mr. Wizard was basically the 80s guy, but he was way more boring. He wore like, he was like a grandpa, and there was something a little creepy about it. He had these kids show up all the time.
Yeah.
You know, you never knew where they came from, but he's like, hey, little Johnny, pour this into this cup.
Oh, yeah.
At least Bill Nye wasn't creepy.
All right, here we go. Here's Bill Nye on the John Oliver Show.
By the end of this century, if emissions keep rising, the average temperature on Earth could go up another 4 to 8 degrees. What I'm saying is the planet's on fire. There are a lot of things we could do to put it out. Are any of them free? No, of course not. Nothing's free, you idiots. Grow the up. You're not children anymore. I didn't mind explaining photosynthesis to you when you were 12, but you're adults now, and this is an actual crisis. Got it? Safety glasses off, mother.
That's funny stuff.
Yeah, it is.
There's that great audio of the late, great Casey Kasem going off when he was recording his weekly countdown show.
Mm-hmm.
And I love when, like, you have recordings of people who are normally nice in front of the camera.
You see a different side.
But melt down behind the scenes, yeah. And do you remember that? Do you guys remember that audio? I can't find it right now, but
yeah. I also remember when Roy was having a meltdown recording something, too. He couldn't dial out.
I could not. It is so difficult to dial out on the phone.
Now, that I can find.
Oh,
hold on.
He was having a meltdown.
Yes.
Let's see. It's Roy Can't Dial. I know I saved
Roy
it.
Roy Can't Dial.
Here we go. Here is Roy, our Casey Kasem, freaking out. Listen to this.
Is this bleeped out? Because I probably said some words.
Oh, yeah.
I think so.
Okay.
Already having troubles.
Two different tones. Oh, my God. Jeez. Come on. Here we go. Maybe I don't have to do the 704 since we're a local. Warm.
How's it going, buddy?
it's not going. That's the problem.
I'm so slow in the buttons.
No wonder the thing's given up before you get to the end.
I mean, listen to him dial. You're right. It's like 10 seconds in between each button.
The phone's like, uncle, come on.
It's like a turtle going across the keyboard. it's not ringing. There we go.
We're sorry. You have reached a number that has been disconnected or is no longer in service. If you feel
what's going on?
Here, we'll try it again.
Calmly dialing.
He is seething at this point, too.
I was upset in the room.
We're sorry. It is not necessary.
Not only that, but listen, it's a different person.
Yeah.
We're sorry.
And then you get this one. You got the guy and the girl.
I know.
That's impossible.
We're sorry. It is not necessary to dial a 1 when calling this number. Will you please hang up?
You know why I don't want to do a phone slam? It's because of this.
That was in the recording. That's not live.
Oh, my God.
He is losing it at this
Nothing
point.
Nothing I do works.
I'm trying it again.
I got to give it to him, though. He doesn't give up. Going again.
We have to do the show. We have to do recorded phone slams.
Roy, it's been 10 seconds. You haven't dialed anything.
What was that delay for? You have the number in front of you.
I probably was trying to think, did I do a 9? Did I do the 1? Did I have to put the 7 up for?
Great.
Great.
Come on, it's not going to work.
You know what? I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it anymore. I was so mad. I was so mad that day. I did not record a phone slam. I gave up, and we had to do a pre-recorded bit the next day. You know what? I'm not doing it anymore.
I'm so annoying. The beep is so annoying too. It's like
it's like losing on a game show. Oh, Roy, bless you, man.
Wait. Did work distract you from hearing parts of today's show? No worries. We have an MRL Morning Show on-demand podcast. Use our KISS95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.